The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. The Spirit will speak whatever the Spirit hears. The Spirit will declare to you the things that are to come. The Spirit will glorify me, because the Spirit will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you all from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So it's Holy Trinity Sunday. This is a Sunday where we come together to talk on you all. So if you could just shout out, you know, some explanations for the Trinity, that'd be great. It's a mystery. Anything? God is complicated. Kind of like water. Ooh, hold up on that one. I got to check my big book of heresies. This is volume 38 of 8,652. That's actually modalism, so we can't do that. Anyone else? All known good time? Yeah, I guess that's not a heresy. Human doctrine. Yeah, I guess that might work. You're right. All right. Makes sense. But that would definitely be a heresy to some churches. You see, we have this Holy Trinity, this notion of what it might be, this mystery of what it might be. And most commonly, we hear it referred to as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, mostly because our human understanding of what it could be is so limited that we have to put it into this language that we might understand. Of course, that language then bears the burdens of having baggage for different people and not wanting to associate themselves with some of the language used to describe it. So we see other language used. We see things like creator, redeemer, and sanctifier. But then we really commit modalism. We really put God in these boxes. Creator, just this notion that all God did was make the world and leave, that God is no longer really around. This notion of redeemer, the sole purpose of Jesus' life was to come to earth to die and leave. And you know, Jesus really wasn't there at the beginning. After Jesus died and went up to heaven, Jesus wasn't there after that. Just this redemption quality. And sanctifier, the Holy Spirit, you know, just comes at Pentecost. Definitely not there in any of that other stuff. But only after Jesus has died can the Holy Spirit come down and allow us to speak in different languages and do other stuff. I get that we're in a Lutheran church, so we don't really understand the Holy Spirit. But it's just difficult, right? Because we want to try to understand what this Trinity is, what this triune God is, and most importantly, what it does for us. But I think Jesus kind of gives us the answer in the gospel when Jesus says, "There's other things I could say to you, but you can't understand them, you can't grasp them, you can't hear them right now. But thankfully for you all, I have more followers than Jesus because I have like at least 150 on Instagram. So I can explain this in a way that Jesus could not. You see, in seminary, I had this professor who told us that words cannot describe the Trinity. But instead, it had to be done a different way. So for this, I would ask Colton to come down and help me. So this is the Trinity. Thank you. You see, the Trinity is this complex, interweaving, three-in-one, weird notion that we will probably never truly understand. See, because when we put God in these boxes, when we say God is solely creator, well, we forget about Genesis when it talks about the ruach, or breath, or spirit coming from God into Adam and Eve to create this life. We forget about texts such as the first chapter of John, where it talks about in the beginning the Word was flesh and the Word was in God. We forget about texts such as the entire New Testament, which clearly still talks about God. You see, the Trinity is so much more than three in one, clear-cut and distinct. It's more like that wonderful dance that Colton and I did, intertwining and interweaving the Spirit and God and Jesus being together, being separate, working together, but also working on their own, but still being together. And what's great about this is we now get to go outside and proclaim this triune God that we believe in. You think it would be easy to walk out those doors and have someone say, hey, so you celebrated Holy Trinity Sunday, so you have this three-in-one God. How does that work? I thought Christianity was a monotheistic religion. Well, yes, it's monotheistic, but we have three gods, but they're all one God. Right? Like, trying to explain this is just ridiculous. But thankfully, there are four very powerful words in the English language that I would encourage all of you to add to your vocabulary, myself included. And they are, I do not know. You see, it's come so easy in faith to assume that we have all the answers, that we are able to explain these mysteries of faith, that we are able to leave these doors and go and proclaim with 100% certainty what our God is and what our God does. But in reality, there's going to be questions asked of you, and there's questions asked of me all the time, where the simple and truthful answer is, I do not know. But simply by saying, I do not know, that does not mean that you are ending the story there. Like, make sure you get this part of the sermon down. Do not say, I do not know, and walk away. Say, I do not know. Let's explore that answer together. Because if there's one thing that I think I know about the triune God, it's a God of relationship. The triune God has a relationship among itself, intertwining with itself. So you better believe that the triune God has a relationship with us, that all three parts are interweaving with us. And words simply cannot capture how wonderful that is. And even a fantastic interpretive dance, doing the interweaving and intertwining, and even if we are able to somehow throw in like six arms for the world and God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, it would never truly capture the greatness. And that's what's so great about being able to declare that you do not know the answers, You are able to live in that mystery of faith, and you are able to explore that faith. Because if you are not able to explore that faith, and if you declare that the answers are as simple as interpretive dance, then you missed the purpose of faith. Because faith is not something that we are able to be done with once we learn a few doctrines, but really faith is an ever-going journey. And on that journey, just remember those four words, I do not know.